Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hello everybody. This is Jimmy Dinigan on Inner Sight with the Frolics, and I'm very upset because Frankie couldn't get here. No, he had a lot of trouble. He had to go to the bathroom, and there was no braille on the door. So he went into the wrong bathroom, and they started screaming and yelling, and three women jumped him. Three women. I hope he's all right. And only because he had the dog did he get away safe. Yeah. So I'm here. I got the show and everything, and Inner Sight, and it's brought to you by Peeled in the Real.
What are you doing? What? Who said you could come in here and do, what? What is the matter? Get out of here, maniac! All over Dinigan, bathroom. I didn't have to go to the bathroom, and I didn't go to the wrong room. What kind of a thing are you talking about? Don't ever do that again. Just because I let you on the show, boy, you're really taking advantage of me, aren't you? Boy, I thought I had enough of you in school. Now you come back to haunt me 50 years later? All right, Inner Sight, everybody. Brought to you by Big East Kid Rescue, and, oh, by the way, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Jimmy Dinigan. Imagine that, Dinigan. He tried to take advantage of me when we were kids in school. He's still doing it. Telling people I got caught in the wrong bathroom, three women jumped me. What kind of a thing is that? What a maniac. Anyway, Big East, the Key to Rescue on the Inner Sight, and we may play a little Johnny Cash for you. Yeah, I'll tell you a Johnny Cash story. All right, but 609-388-7004 on the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Little Bear, yeah, you know that old joke by the old Peter Sellers movie with the dog, you know, and the fella comes up to him and says, does your dog bite? And he says, no, my dog does not bite. He's a very friendly, my dog don't bite. And the guy goes to touch the dog and and he says, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. And he says, that's not my dog, you idiot. Thought he was the other dog, the other guy's dog. All right, Inner Sight. Dinigan, Pale Ginger. He just wanted to advertise Pale Ginger Ale. That's all it was. All right, Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. This is the Inner Sight Frolics. Around the world. Coming up, we got the squeaky clean shower boy or girl, whichever. We'll have to figure out what he is. I don't know. Anyway, girl boy. Boy, hey, you know that old expression, boy meets girl? Well, today it's girl boy. You don't know which what or what's what who over there. All right. What in the hell did world coming to? Oh, shut up. Anyway, Inner Sight. Remember that movie, Smokey and the Bandit? That was funny, wasn't it? There's the one scene that Jackie Gleason, he was one. You know, people don't realize it, but Jackie Gleason was one of the greatest actors of our time. You know, he was a natural, you know. And they used to let him, he ad-libbed a lot, and they left it in the movie. So this one scene where he's chasing the bandit and all that, and he goes into another county, and he gets out of the car, and the sheriff in the county is he says, I want to see Sheriff Branford. And the guy goes, well, I am Sheriff Branford. Oh, he goes, well, somehow you you sound a lot taller on the phone. This guy, the little scrawny guy, you know. And then he said, what in the hell is this world coming to? Pays to buy the best. Anyway, Big E's the key to rescue, adopting Akita. Let's see what we got. Oh, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell. Those that are some of those who have passed away that we honor and love. And all the children. Now, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Be like my dog when it comes to she loves children. She just loves them. You know. All right. In a site, Kennedy Realty, around the world. You want to buy a house, get a house. Don't burn a house. Yeah.
Definitely don't burn a house.
Yeah. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And just go down there and see Mr. Kennedy. And he's a great guy. And if you want to buy a house, just let him know. And he'll lead you down the path of no return. I mean the...
No, it's done.
He'll take good care of you. Don't worry. If he doesn't, don't complain to me. All right. Inner sight. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, nobody stops on Long Island. That is, unless you don't have any food.
That's true.
dog food, cat food. Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. I just decided I should make fun of all these commercials. Yeah. Dog food, cat food, bird food, little animal food, a monkey, green monkey extract, whatever you need.
Oh, God, yuck.
Woo!
You like that green monkey extract.
Call Gary.
That's in the back green.
And 631-484-3085. He's even got biting buzzard food.
Oh, what does she eat?
Hear that? The biting buzzard is content. She called Gary.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
All right, in a sight. And nobody stops on Long Island. Get that good dog food, cat food. Medical for your dog, animal. Let's see what else we got. Oh, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, they even print backwards. That's if you read Hebrew. Don't worry about it. Beccaro's Italian Tavern. You know, you go in there, you drink all the wine you want, and but don't be like Wardell Jackson and keel over at the bar. You know. All right. Another one of our friends. Who else we got? SuttonInsurance.com. Don't worry. They're the ones who pay up. A lot of these, you ever hear these stories where people spend all this money on insurance and then they go, something happens, somebody dies or something, and now they're trying to collect. And the guy calls up the insurance. Hello? He goes, hello? Is this come get him insurance? Yeah. What do you want? Well, I want to come get him. Come get what? Who is this? This is Johnny Collect. The old man passed away. He was 302.
Yeah.
302?
Oh,
wait a minute.
Fine.
We can't pay. That's too... He lived too long. We can't pay.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean you can't pay? I paid the insurance. all these years, I'm only 128. 302. Wait a minute. How much? What'd you say your name was? Johnny Collect. Hold on.
Hey.
Let's see. 302. 500 a month insurance. We're broke. We're out of business. Johnny collected it all.
There you go.
Yeah, you know those insurance companies that you call up and you find out that the policy was never put in.
Woo! That's a problem.
I tell you, man, it's crazy. Anyway.
It is.
SuttonInsurance.com, and let's see, what's the other one? Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Yeah, we mentioned that. All right. Touro Law Center.
Or something? Mojo Printing.
Yeah, we got the Touro Law Center. If you ever get in trouble, see, you get arrested, don't call us. Call Touro.
They're good.
Except they won't put up any bail money for you. You'll have to get your girlfriend to do that. Or your wife.
Or put up
They'll probably leave you in the clink. Hey, you got that Johnny Cash song?
Yes, I do.
Oh, let it roll. Let's hear it.
Okay,
let it
rip. We got to prep it. Here it comes. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah. Before we...
My mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, then I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right. The late, great Johnny Cash, and yours truly had the honor of meeting Johnny right out there on Fifth Avenue, New York City. That's right. Walking down the avenue with his boy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's been back in the 1980s, you know. And we stayed in touch for a while. We, you know, every time he went out to the Shinnecock Reservation, he used to do the show out there every year till he got ill. We would talk. I'd talk to him at the motel. Regular guy, Johnny Cash. Yeah, I'll never forget my buddy Johnny. Give me a $20 bill. I spent it.
Nice.
I should have framed it.
Yep. Yeah, you should have.
But it's not every day that you meet a guy like Johnny Cash. All right, in a sight. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, when John...
What about his hat?
What?
Didn't he give you that hat, or is that another...
What?
Willie Nelson. Who gave you their hat?
Oh no, that was that was Lou Costello's hat.
That's Lou Costello.
We had a guy on my show who played with him in burlesque, he had Costello's hat. But anyway, Johnny, when he sang that song in the prison, when he gave that show, a guy by the name of Merle Haggard was in the audience, a young Merle Haggard. And they became friends later, and they did a couple of shows together. All right, in a sight around the world, and let's see. You need a civil rights lawyer? Well, don't call this guy. Because he'll get all mixed up, see? The other day, I really mixed him up. I told him I'm not happy with you, Jim. I told him I want another lawyer.
Yeah, he probably
goes up. Don't say that, Frankie. I'll burn my wheelchair. What? Well, make sure you put plenty of gasoline on it. Woo! You burn his wheelchair.
He probably got him upset.
All right, in a sight, Bahamundi, civil rights, 516-783-9662. I don't think we're going to have any sponsors after this show.
Nope.
Woo! All right, we got Honeymoon is coming up.
Yep.
And,
You forgot Abel? We still have Abel that we got to do.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the Abel. Yeah, don't worry. Abel News, let's see, what else we got? All right, we'll do the Abel News now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free. And back to you, Frank.
All right, I don't forget that ABLE News. You know, they got a lot of hot old ladies in there, you know, and some of them got money.
I've been dabbling with each old lady.
Well, you know why they're hot, don't you? Why?
I know.
They all got fever. Yeah, there's something wrong with them. That's why they're hot, see? They got the fever.
No, you go and you know they have fever. Money. That's why they're hot.
You ever hear that song, Fever?
Fever.
All right. In the site. And, check out the ABLE News. Don't forget to sign our petition. We got two of them, one for the nursing homes. And one for the service dog schools. So check them out. Change.org. Change.org. And get the petitions. And sign them up. By the way, if you have to commit forgery and put 5,000 names on, go ahead. Don't worry about it. We'll send you to Folsom Prison. Woo! We got connections over there.
Yeah, we do.
Don't worry about it. We'll go visit you. Where is that prison anyway?
We got fever for you.
In Colorado, isn't it? What?
We got fever for you.
I can't hear you.
We got fever for you.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear that. That's a stupid song. But the lady who made it famous, a nice lady though, Peggy Lee.
Really? That was done
with
by
the
Elvis.
Fever. Yeah, yeah. Years ago.
That was Elvis' version.
I met her years ago.
Really?
Peggy Lee, nice lady.
Peggy
All
Lee.
All right, insight. Can you?
I didn't.
Give me some honeymooner music. Got any honeymooner music?
Yes, I do, sir. Here it is.
Let it ride. Rip it. Here we go.
Do you hear it?
Don't be late with your income tax. Boy, look at that, Norton. That's all I ever get. Bills, bills, bills. Yeah, well, join the club, Ralph. But that's all I get. I even get them down the sewer. Down the sewer. Yeah. You get mail down the sewer. Oh, yeah, I know the mailman. Oh, for years, it just comes over the manhole. Say, hey, Norton, are you down there? Yeah, I'm down here. Hey, yeah, I have a couple of letters for you. Of course, the only thing is, by the time I get them, they're all wet. Martin, you are a mental case. Anyway, here's something interesting. Look at that. Pretty sneaky of the gas company to send me a bill on a postcard. Oh, yeah, yeah, Ralph. Now everybody knows what your gas bill is. I know what it is. 39 cents. Yeah, 39 cents.
I wish.
You booked the old record set by the Collier brothers down in 1905. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a letter. The Bureau of Internal Revenue. I wonder what they want. I don't know, but Ralph, you get one of those, boy, you better hire a lawyer. A lawyer?
That's
for
right.
What? Well, open the. Let's see what it says. See what it says. Dear Mr. Crandall, you are to report to the office on the 17th to a Mr. Putter. That's all it says. Why would they want me to go down to the tax office? I don't know, Ralph, but tomorrow's the 17th, and I guess you'll find out. Yeah. I never got one of these before. Boy, that's kind of weird. Report to Mr. Putter on the 17th. What could they possibly want with me? I'm a taxpayer. If you were a taxpayer, you wouldn't get a letter like that. Dad! Wait a minute. I paid my taxes. Wait a minute, Ralph. I happen to have a handbook here, and it says all about taxes. Oh, yeah? Well, what does it say why they call you down? Wait a minute. Why they call you down? Oh, stop that. Now, wait a minute. Here it is, Ralph. Here it is. The tax evasion law. Tax evasion? I'm not evading any taxes. What do you think I am, a criminal? Well, no, I don't think you're a criminal, but they might. Gah! What am I going to do? I'm in big trouble. Just take it easy, Ralph. Don't get excited. It's probably just nothing that got to be all straightened out, see? Besides, don't worry about it. You'll be in great company. The jails are full of them. Oh, shut up. What am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll have to go down there. Don't worry, Ralph. I'll go with you. And I'll stick by you through thin or thin. Of course, with you, there won't be much thin. Oh, shut up. Well, just sit down, Ralph. Sit down and relax. Am I worried about a taxpayer? Got all my papers in order and everything. You were a taxpayer, you wouldn't be down here now. Mr. Crandon? Whoa, hey there. He's Crandon. I'm clean. Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Oh, well, we know you didn't do it. What? That's why we asked you to come down here. Oh. To sign your tax return. Is that all it is? That's all. Oh, boy. Oh, Mr. Potter, I don't want to cheat the government. Cheat the government? Yeah, no, I forgot to report the horse with the clock in its stomach. Horse with the clock. Oh, well, here, just put it down on this form and we'll take care of it. Mr. Potter there, I have a confession to make. In the last fiscal year, I found $3 floating by me in the sewer. Oh, get out of here. $3 in the sewer. Woo! All right, in a sight. If you want to call in and you don't act stupid, I'm going to hang up on you. 213-816-1650. All right.
That's the
oh, and I want to thank I want to thank Jimmy Dinigan for opening up the show, even though I wasn't caught in the wrong bathroom. He said I was.
Uh-oh.
All right.
All righty.
All right. In a sight.
Maureen.
What?
And Danny. Yeah, Maureen and Danny.
Why do you sound so far away? Anyway.
Nah, how's that? I wanted to be able to see what I was looking at, so I put the...
We got the squeaky clean boy coming up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Squeaky clean.
You got some callers.
What?
You got callers.
Oh, yeah, I know we got callers. All right. Let's take a phone call. Live on Inner Sight on the Funnies. Around the world. Oh, I gotta tell you about the latest information on the vaccine. Boy, what a bunch of morons we gotta deal with. All right. Who we got online?
We got Maureen and we got Danny.
Maureen and who?
Danny.
I can't hear you.
I said Danny.
What's wrong with your phone? Why are you so far away?
Oh, geez. Hold on.
All right.
Danny.
Let's take a phone call.
Can you hear me now?
Nope. Just as bad. Hardly.
No. You think you need my hearing aid. Hold on.
Let's take a phone call from Dan.
Okay. Hold on.
Dan, you want to speak on the line? Let's get a phone call.
Hold on.
Inner Sight Live on the Funnies.
All right. I'm going to bring him in. Here we go. Hey.
Hello. You. All right.
I guess 2 months to listen, I suppose.
Nobody there. All right. Let's try Maureen from Queens. Maureen from Queens on Inner Sight Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hi. just listening to the show and having some laughs.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear about the?
Yeah.
Did you hear the latest news on the vaccinations?
I know more people were getting sick. I can't listen to it anymore. It's driving me crazy. That news is always so horrible. So I don't even listen much to it anymore. I heard though that more people were getting sick from it or something.
Yeah. What they said was.
Mm-hmm.
They finally revealed the source, not the source, but the where the blood clots were from the Johnson & Johnson. How do you like this? Right in the people's brains.
I knew it was in their
brains. Allowing,
I heard that before.
Yeah, they're allowing the thing to be back on the market. You believe this?
Yeah. Yeah, that I heard.
I think they left it off the market for about a bit. I don't think they're letting it back. No, I think
they
still have
supposed to. Yeah.
No, they put it back on.
No, they did.
Well, I'm gonna
they put it back on.
They put it back
on.
I think it's tonight they said they were putting it back on. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
My cousin's confirming that it's back on.
And now, now they say if you stay in the house too long, you're more vulnerable to get a virus.
And those masks, I'm sure.
Too many contradictions.
Wearing those masks aren't healthy either, I'm sure. Breathing in our own... whatever we breathe in, carbon monoxide, dioxide, I forget. Dioxide, I guess. I'm sure that's not healthy either.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. After a mask wearing for like 15 months, you know?
Common sense, the immune system. That's the key to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
So don't take that stuff. You know, you don't know if you're getting the brain blood clot stuff or the, you know, or what other stuff you're getting or... if it was contaminated by the Baltimore lab.
Right, right.
And what other
the
lab?
The station I listened to, the girl on it, I think she took the J&J. She's been out for 4 days on the radio station that I listened to in the morning.
Dum-de-dum-dum.
You know what I'm doing?
Really?
I'm waiting till I hear more information about what's happening. You know, it's like it gets to be, you know, crazy. Every, you know, few days you hear something different. That's the only thing that I don't like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know what that means? That means that they're lying.
That's right.
Maybe not. You
keep
know,
changing their story.
Well, the volunteer
well,
I was with yesterday.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear
the
about the guy who... did you hear about the guy who invented the latest vaccine from the... He says he got it from the water in the toilet. He calls it the toilet water delight vaccine.
That's funny.
He's going to put it in bottles and sell it.
Don't give them any ideas, Frank. Don't give them any ideas.
What?
I said, don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, right.
That's not true. You know that.
Well, I know.
Crazy,
the volunteer
man.
I was with
water,
yesterday.
Water delight.
The volunteer I was with
yesterday. Hey, maybe
yesterday,
I'll sell stock on that on the stock exchange. I bet you some of these idiots would buy it.
Frank.
Water delight.
Frank.
The volunteer I was with yesterday, she said, when she went to get her shot, they said, are you going to have any more children? Are you breastfeeding? And there was a third question. So if it's so safe, why are they asking these questions? You know, why are they asking these questions then? There's nothing wrong with that.
But then it has an effect, I guess, on the baby's development in some way, shape, or form.
So then it must
have
something in it. It must have something in it, then that's not good.
You know why?
You know?
Because messenger RNA, the DNA, it comes from development. It has the virus.
The kid will
DNA
turn into a green monkey.
With two heads.
Green monkey extract.
You
have to put a leash around it. The little kid will be hopping along.
Mommy.
The green monkey.
God.
Effect of the extract. And then if you give it
local,
some toilet water delight, it'll be all right.
Frank, you're crazy. Thank God we're on
God.
The Bali show.
Toilet water delight.
You're crazy.
Folks, it's the new vaccine world. $20 a bottle. President Biden will pay for
$20,
it.
$20, man. That's nothing. I'll give you more money. For
$20
a
bottle. Toilet water delight.
No, more money.
No green monkey extract. Guaranteed.
Oh, Frank, you're crazy.
All right, Inner Sight.
Well, you're going to have some laughs or else you'd go berserk listening to all the news every day.
On the funny,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on the
all
funny.
All right,
drama.
Let's see. How about some...
other day.
Give me some Laura Hardy music.
Your phone is awful, Suzanne.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Don't worry. I don't know why it is, but I don't even hear that it is. I don't.
It's all muffled,
you know,
and all jumping and all doing everything.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, give me some
better
Lauren Hardy music. Can you hear me?
Barely. Hold on.
Oh,
no, I got it.
Hold
on.
Lauren Hardy on Inner Sight.
Yes, I said yes. Give me a second.
Live around the world. Hey, don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. And coming up soon, our new YouTube show. Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put on a shoe on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Finally. All right, take care, Mom.
Oh, the water's a lie. You like that one?
Yes. You got a yes.
Well, here we are again. Nowhere. No job. No food. No good suit. No life. The only thing I got left is me hat. Now, wait a minute. You just gave me an idea. Well, I hope it's a good one because I don't want to go back to jail. Never mind. Now, you've got a hat, and you've got a suit, but you don't have a tie. Is that right? That's right. A fella almost choked me to death with my tie in our last escapade where you got me in trouble. Never mind. You're still alive, aren't you? Barely. Look at the marks on me whiskers. Will you cut that out? Now, here's what we're going to do, see. We go down the corner on 12th on Main Street. You know how busy it is down there.
Yeah.
Well, of course I know how busy it is. That's where I almost got arrested. Now, you stand there, and you hold out your hat, see. And I'll do the talking. You want me to hold me hat out? You mean take it off me head? Well, of course you've got to take it off your head. How are you going to hold it out if you don't take it off your head? Well, I don't want them to hit my head. Now, just stand there quiet. Hold that hat. And I'll give my speech. Wait till you see the money that comes flying in that hat. Oh, look at him. Just look at him. The poor man. Oh, all decrepit and down low and indecisive and desecrated. He just doesn't know what to do. Look at him, the poor thing. He lost his mother and his father, and he's out here in the street, hat in hand. Please, please help him. Help him, my dear, dear friend. Help him. You got to do something for him. Tell the bum to get a job. You see, I told you they could help you. He didn't help me. He hit me in the head. I got to put my hat on. Will you stop? Now, please,
please, everybody, gather around. I'm going to tell you a story, see? And this is the true story. My friend was in his house, and all of a sudden, a big burst of flame came out from the back and went through the front and went through the whole house and burnt it to the ground.
Oh,
yeah?
Boy.
Yeah? Oh, what is he doing here? Well, he's coming out to let people know, to tell his story, and please, you got to help him. Oh, tell him to go downtown to the welfare office. And they'll give him some help. We're not gonna fall for that malarkey. We know it's malarkey. It's malarkey.
Malarkey.
I can't even spell that word. How would it be malarkey? Now listen, you two birds. You got arrested before for trying to pull off something like this. This time they'll throw the book at you. Now get off the corner. Well, what are we going to do now? Don't worry. I'll think of something. That's what I'm afraid of. You're going to think of something. And that something's going to get me in trouble. Wait a minute. What we need is a petition. A what? A petition. Petition. What's that? That's a big thing in writing where you get people to sign it and then you bring it to the Congress and they pass a law. Oh, well, what kind of a petition? We're going to have a petition that says, give us all your money. Will you? What? Oh, no petition. Give me your money. I love that. Please, Daddy, I don't want to do that. Oh, you think? Oh, shut up. Give us all your money.
That'd be fun. They do.
Well, I think everybody should invest in the new vaccine, the toilet water, the light.
There you go.
Woo! Better than Johnson & Johnson. At least it won't give you blood clots in the brain.
There you go.
All right, in a sight. And did you hear the story about this guy? Gabriel, he took a shower one day. Well, you know, the year was up, you know. So.
The year? Oh, geez.
My father used to say that. The guy, there was this guy who lived in our building. His name was Dubenstein. He came down the steps.
Oh.
And you couldn't get rid of the smell for 4 weeks. So one day he come down the steps, and the old man said, what happened, Dubenstein? You took a shower? So Dubenstein goes, yeah, the year was up.
Why did you not take a shower? That
anyway,
was gross.
So this fellow Gabriel took a shower because the year was up, and in the shower, he started squeaking. He was so clean that his body squeaked, you know, and he went and then he went to the library. And he was sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear, and the librarian says, what's that noise? We can't have that noise in the library. That noise is disturbing the other patrons. Whoever's making that noise, please cease and desist.
The cease and desist? I insist.
Oh, you be quiet. Now, I want to know immediately what that noise is.
That's squeaky clean. That's me. I'm squeak. I squeak. Yeah. Oh, hi, honey. You want to come to my house? I squeak.
Get away from me. Woo! You cannot sit here and make that noise. You're disturbing our patrons. And you'll have to leave if you continue with that noisy eruption. Woo!
Inside and the squeaky clean.
There you go.
Woo!
Well, if you don't use the right soap in the shower, you won't squeak, so you better get some new soap. All right, Inner Sight around the world. I wanna thank Jimmy Dinigan for opening up the show, even though I didn't get trapped in the bathroom.
Guess what?
He said I did.
We have a good number on statistics. I gotta mention it.
A number on the petition?
No.
Which petition?
The broadcast. No, not the petition. Number on the broadcast.
Oh, the broadcast. All right. All right.
106,240.
Oh, all right. 106,240, folks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll have more listeners than Ed Sullivan.
Right.
Ed Sullivan.
That would be good.
You remember Ed Sullivan?
That would be great. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That was
I went
cool.
to his show one time.
I liked that show.
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah, I went to the show one time, and my mother took
cool
me
guy.
Years ago. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I was only a kid.
Yeah.
And he had the platters on there.
Oh, really?
You know, and after the show, I wanted to, they were my favorite group of all time, the platters.
Really?
And after the show, you know, we kind of wandered around, went backstage, and wanted to talk to the platter. Well, they were the meanest son of a bitches that ever lived.
They didn't want to talk to you?
They were mean, man.
That's
ran
crazy.
Out the door. They wouldn't even say hello.
Oh, that's not
I
nice.
Think they were prejudiced.
Really? But that's
but
not
anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
That really isn't nice.
All right. Inner Sight on the funnies. And don't forget, Monday we got mad or glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about on Monday.
That's true.
Coming up.
Tuesday.
And, yeah, so crazy stuff going on in the world, folks. I'll tell you, man. You know, you never know from one day to the next what's going to be. Especially with these, this center. Oh, you know what's one of the worst organizations on this planet? The Center for Disease Control. Now, if they did their job, this disease would have been controlled, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's
but they didn't do their job. And the other one, World Health Organization.
World Health.
They
that
should change the name of that organization.
No, that bothers me more.
They should call it World Disease Organization.
Well, the thing that bothers me more is the World Health Organization, more than the CDC. The CDC picked up and
yeah, well, they
made
both
sure
worked together.
Done. Yeah.
Lately, they've been putting out news releases together. Have you noticed that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. One's worse than the other.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I heard that President Johnson gave Cy King a chance to give a speech. You hear about that? He gave a speech on the climate. Yeah, the only thing is he gave it in Chinese. Nobody could understand a word he said.
That's interesting.
I tell you, man, this world is crazy. The only thing he understood what he said was chop suey. He wanted more rice.
You're crazy, Frank.
Yeah. Chinese rice. Gee, I wonder how many Chinese restaurants. I wonder how many Chinese restaurants went out of business with the when Trump said that China caused the virus.
Oh, probably a lot. It's really sad.
What?
Actually. It's sad that that happened. It's probably a lot did go out of business.
Well, I think it's funny.
Yeah. I don't. I really don't.
President,
a lot of them lost income.
The then president called it the Chinese virus, and that was it. Nobody bought Chinese food after that anymore.
I know. But, you know, it's like...
Hey, how come they passed the law to protect Asian Americans from hatred? They never put the disabled in there, do they?
No, they don't.
They always leave us out. We're not protected from hate crimes.
No, we're not. I wish we were.
Yeah.
Really, I do.
But they passed one for the Asian Americans. I mean, I'm glad they did, but why you leave us out, you know? Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, the phone number here is 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and just try to act dumb. Or if you know any good jokes.
Good joke.
Call in with a good joke.
Good jokes are cool.
You know, we got to get... my buddy Don Lewis is calling one night.
Oh, yeah, Don's good.
Yeah, he knows a lot of jokes.
Yeah, he does. I like
that. All right, Inner Sight on the Frolics. And let's see. Oh, we may as well go down the line. Monday night, we do Mad or Glad. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday and Thursday, different subjects. And Friday, of course. The funnies, and I don't know. I tried
funny.
To call, trying to contact Louie, but I've misplaced his number, so.
Oh.
Gotta
two.
Find his number.
I got it. Yeah, you got to. I'm
make
not
sure
say
he's
all
right.
I am, but yeah.
No,
please do. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight on the funnies, and let's see what else we got coming up. Well, how about give me how much time we got?
7 minutes.
10?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Oh, give me a little. Give me a little Red Fox music, Sanford and Son music in there.
All right, hold on. Coming.
Here we go. Inner Sight.
Here we go. If it comes up.
On the funnies.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay. Wait a second. Why? Okay, here. I don't know why it's not pressing. Okay, now. You want that louder? Is that good or?
Yeah. Hey, Fred. Hey, are we gonna go to the show? I can't go, Grady. I can't go to the show. Why not? Because tonight's a special night. The tonight is the movie of how the blind turtle ate St. Louis. The blind turtle ate St. Louis? Yeah, and he couldn't even see it either. He couldn't see. Are you going to watch that stupid thing again? It wasn't stupid. It was funny, man. And besides, when you watch the blind turtle eat St. Louis, if you eat that cereal and you send in enough box tops, they send you a pin. A pin? Yeah. I don't like pins, Fred. I get stuck with them. Oh, shut up. It's not that kind of pin. It's a pin of the look. It's the blind turtle with a seeing eye dog. What? That's crazy. What are you talking about, blind turtle? What are you going to do with that pin, Pop? I'm going to wear it. I'm going to go down to Main Street and wear it and get me some dark glasses and say, I'm the blind turtle's brother. The blind turtle's brother? Oh, Fred, you're going to get in trouble. I ain't going to get in trouble. I won't be able to see him coming because I'll be blind. Yeah, did you hear about that fella? That fella was in the wheelchair, see? And everybody giving the money on the corner. And then he when he filled up the bucket with money, he turned around and pushed the wheelchair away and jumped in the car and rode away. And about 10 guys jumped on the car and beat him up because he lied to them. He didn't need the wheelchair. He just collected the money.
Oh,
yeah, I heard about that, Fred. Is that what you're going to do? No, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to collect the money for the Blind Turtle Association. You ever hear of the turtles? They're an old group that they fight for rights for the people who are blind. Yeah, they was around years and years ago. They call themselves the Turtles, fighting for people's rights who are blind and disabled. Well, I don't know, Fred, but I think I'm going to go to the show. Yeah, I got these tickets. Well, go ahead, Grady. You go to the show, and I'll watch the blind turtle eat up St. Louis. You know, Fred used to go to St. Louis. Remember that one? You know, remember when he, if you watched the show, he went to St. Louis. They put him in St. Louis, and Grady took over the show. I forget his stage name.
Yeah.
Took over the show because Fred, Red Fox did a no-no on that show. He wasn't supposed to use that N-word, and he did.
And he did it.
Woo!
Yes, he did.
All right, we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. I want to thank all our listeners. 106,248. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Yeah, be with you Monday, mad or glad. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun, and you know, it's all in fun. Don't take it too seriously. Except with
Please
that don't. Vaccine. Stay away from that blood clot stuff. Ugh. You don't want that, man.
Yeah, the one that's the blood clot one, that's for sure. You know, that
yeah.
you don't want.
Yeah, and all the others too. They gotta prove to me
until
what's in it for me to take it.
Well, until they correct the one with the blood clot one, stay away.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.